Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it over in the AFC East?
Yes. I'm going to go Patriots.
I don't think it's over, but I think the Bills have a really, really tough road to getting back ahead. I mean, we got to see the Patriots fall in a game like we have this week. They got to lose some that now you don't think they should.
I went from the Bills are still going to win the AFC East this last week to doing the, okay, what's the rest of their schedule? Are they going to finish 10-7? Which, like, now it's like, can the Bills, as long as they get into the playoffs, we're going to be just fine.
Ryan Fitzpatrick, Andrew Whitworth weighing in on the AFC East race. I suppose it's still a race. The Patriots are now 9-2. Bills are certainly not dead. The odds at Pro Football Sports Network, which I don't believe is on Fubo, has New England's chances to win the division at 83.1%. Five out of six Sims leave you with the Patriots in first. I don't think last night's game was anything special or different. It's just we knew the schedule was easy.
Yep.
And I like for New England, I'd like if we were talking about them to make a point about how they did what they did from down 7-0 right away. And the Jets not only scored on the first drive, they did it in 7-plus minutes, like down the field. Yep. And maybe you have a little bit of trepidation there, but May just answered it, and then they scored again, and then they scored again.
And they were playing the Jets.
And they're playing the Jets, and once you get ahead, it's over.
It's the end of that.
So the spread was 13. They won by 13. It's a little bit similar to like Bill Saints or a game like that where not everything was ideal, but, you know, you were fine. And the story still is their schedule, they're good, but it's always two things, right? I always say it. It's always two things. It's how you look, but more importantly, it's what the standings say. And the standings are getting challenging at this point now.
To say the least, yes. Yeah, I've gone. I mean, it's been, you know, weeks now since they beat the Bills and leapfrogged them in the standings. Like I remember the run up to that Week 5 game, talking about how, you know, just all of a sudden here, if they beat you, they're ahead of you. You know, that's it. At the time, right, they only had the one loss, I think, and then the Bills had none. So they passed the Bills that day, and so I went from thinking maybe we'd hear footsteps, distant maybe footsteps, but like, hey, you know, the object in the mirror is closer than it appears. No, we're fine. To where are they? are they up there somewhere? I feel like I'm on a long cycling trek and I've lost contact with the pack. Like I'm eating the wind all by myself. My buddy Bob isn't breaking the wind for me. I'm like, where are we? Pendleton? Jesus, it's a long way home. That's kind of how I feel about the Bills right now.
The Bills are in Pendleton.
In the AFC East. And anybody that's a cycler knows you go out there, do the escarpment, you're coming back to like Buffalo, you're eating the wind. It's almost always, at your back on the way out there, and it's in your face coming back. And that's what I feel. I'm eating the wind, and I'm working hard, but they went over a hill again. I don't see them. That's what New England starting to feel like to me, and I do not like it.
Well, you're used to a certain quote competition in your bike races, and then suddenly this year there's a new guy,
right?
And he's young, and he's good.
Yep.
And he doesn't know the protocol, and he pulled away. That's it. He doesn't need the pack.
Right.
He doesn't need, you know, drafting.
Right.
He's just gone.
Yep.
And that's, you know, the concern right now.
Yeah.
It's not would anybody say different? Nobody that I'm listening to says different. It's not hard at all to get Drake May and, like, why he has so early. He's 23. I mean, Nix is 26, right? He's so early in his career, looking like all that. I'll say again, I think in this game, they just really didn't bother him. You know, like there were lots of plays where he's just standing there, and then he hit the spot, but he was not under any kind of duress.
Yeah,
last
and
night.
He does. I did hear this, and I did not look this up, but he's been getting sacked a lot this year. He might be near the top of the list of quarterback. Certainly with a good team anyway. I can't remember what the number they said it at one point last night. Like he does take sacks. What does that tell you? He's willing to stand in there and try to make the play, and maybe waits too long to try to get out of there. That is good, but can also be a problem. And so I don't remember the Bills really bothering him much in Week 5. I go back and look at the box and try to remember, but I don't feel like he was under huge duress, but maybe that's an area where the Bills can get to him if he tries to stand in there a little bit too long when they meet in Week 15, which is weird. Like a guy that's got that escapability and is having such an excellent year, I don't think you generally – I was surprised when I heard that he's – getting sacked as often as he
36
is.
Times?
Yeah, that's it. 35 was the number, and then he took another one. Yeah, I wanted to say it, but I thought, like, that's such a big number. Did I hear it right? You know, I'm over here yelling about how much I don't like Kirk Herbstreit. I don't want to misquote him, but yeah.
Allen is 20.
That's a big number.
Allen is up.
That is a big number for Allen. Yeah, last year was, 13 all year, maybe?
Maybe.
So
36
that is
sacks.
A huge number.
Those are supposed to be drive killers. I wonder
how
many of them are like 1 or 2 yards when he's scrambling. And they're not. He did have one last night. Was it the only one you said?
It was after they said that 30. When you said 36, I heard 35, and then I saw him take another sack.
He had one last night where he did get buried.
Yeah, he was just standing back there, and they just got to him.
Yes. Johnson.
And it was not. Yeah, that's right. That's exactly the play. Yeah, and that was – I mean, Johnson beat his guy, but May had time to do something there and just didn't. That might be a piece there that you've got to be ready to capitalize on. But the rest of it is really good. I mean, he sees the field really well. He seems to work through the progressions and all that, and he's really deadly accurate. He's just really impressive, and I hate it so much. The New England's got another guy. It hasn't been long enough for you to have a guy that I'm going to be worried about and annoyed by. I mean, come on. It was like a lifetime of that. And then, Cam Newton and Mac Jones and whatever. And, it's their second try. I mean, Mac Jones was a first-round pick, and, they did make the playoffs with him as a rookie, and they might have thought they were on track there, but it derailed. And, man, I'm at a point now where I just had this thought. I wish Mac Jones had been just a little better, right? Like, just he's not someone – like, he's done all right here with San Francisco. Like, the system works for him. But he's not this guy. He was never going to be this guy. But if he'd been, good enough, maybe they would have gotten Andy Dalton or something. And instead, they pivoted smartly. And a couple of years later, they've got this dude.
Yep, it's some part smart, some part luck. The Jets drafted Zach Wilson at 2. They didn't have to. but you're drafting a quarterback there. They drafted Zach Wilson at 2. The Patriots drafted May 3 after Washington had drafted Jaden Daniels at 2. I always liked May more. And Daniels was such a great rookie, you know. Okay.
Yep.
Caleb Williams at 1. But they did have to make the move from Mac Jones, which not every team would have done.
Right.
He's young. Coaching change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Mm-hmm. They did it, though. Belichick left, and they were done with all of it all at once there. Having an Amanda update.
Amanda update.
So Amanda is having her wedding shower here.
Okay.
At Leo's Pizzeria.
Oh, I saw you over there mingling with the shower attendees.
You caught me on Southwestern. So I talked to Amanda. I mean, 50 women, 40 or 50 women are at this thing. And they're all very excited.
Right over there?
There's a lot in the back room.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Maybe it's not 50. It might be 30.
Okay.
Some maybe have left. I don't know. Maybe they weren't having that much fun. But I asked to speak with Amanda, and the woman I asked this of, Amanda, you're going on the radio. Like, no, I don't want it. She started to come over here, and I was over there.
Oh, I mean.
So I said,
no. I can get out of the way. You want to talk fantasy football with Amanda, that's fine, or wedding gifts, whatever.
I'll talk fantasy football with the coasters. I mean, that's fine. That's never a problem for me. But no, I just wanted to ask, you know, like, what should people know about you? You're here at Leo's having your happy hour wedding shower. What should people know about
you? The sports radio talk show in the corner.
Yes, I said that I had mentioned her. I think that's her in the black sweater, by the way. And she said, well, my fiance's name is Connor, and we're getting married December 5th. And I said, what day of the week is that? And she said, Friday. And I said, well, that's good, because you don't want to get married on a Sunday in the fall around here. Like, that's a bad choice.
Right.
I know it happens. Yep. We had Sam Panayotovich the one weekend where he had to travel. He couldn't watch games. You know, a little bit
terrible.
Of a selfish point, but a little bit. It's a Friday night, and then she and her then-husband will be going to the Bengals-Bills game.
All right.
On the 7th.
I love it.
So that's a little bit more about Amanda. I don't want to say too much more.
It paints enough of a picture.
But she's here tonight.
I've got the idea.
If you come out, you can't go back there.
It's cordoned. Is it cordoned off?
It's not cordoned. Great word. I don't believe it's cordoned off. But there is a sign. It's clear that you're not supposed to.
Right,
you're not invited to their party.
I can just about read it from here even.
Yeah.
Which is impressive for me.
And it goes until 7:30, according to the sign. So you might be able to meet Amanda or Bulldog. if you make it out.
If you get invited beyond the velvet rope.
We are more accessible than Amanda.
Right. Yes.
We don't have a sign that says you can't come over here.
No,
we would never. People do it. They know there's no sign, and they do it.
There's no sign. We both have headphones on. We are, I think, pretty clearly communicating with one another within the confines of these headphones, but yet people still, after all these years, want to try to say something to one or both of us while we are engaged in a conversation on the radio wearing headphones.
Sometimes, however,
it's a great
Sigmund
mystery of
Bloom
my
is talking,
yeah, right.
And we're not,
and people
and it
might think,
seem like it's a good time.
Here's an opportunity.
It's not, actually.
No.
When that's happening.
No.
If the headphones are on is the no.
That's it.
And I sometimes keep them on.
That can be a move.
I'm not above it.
I've done it. Situations that I – hostile is a little too strong, but just – I need some me time. I'm going to leave the headphones on. I'm trying to focus. I'm thinking of packed Pearl Street during the NCAA basketball tournament. Right? Like I'm taking a break. Guess what I'm not doing? Taking the headphones off. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to look at a computer, even though all I'm really doing is thinking to myself, okay, what am I going to do next? What's 5:30? I just don't want to take the headphones
off.
What is 5:30?
I'll tell you what 6 is. Picks. Yes. We're at Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern. Big, fun place. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog back after the break. This is WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.